But it was worth waiting for.
On deck is Rick Friedel.
Good morning. My name is Michelle Eubank, and I am the field assistant to the president and recorder for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 27. We proudly represent 2,500 hardworking men and women right here in Sussex County. Yesterday, our legal counsel, Joel Smith, submitted a letter to the council explaining the locals' position as to why the proposed ordinance on right to work should not advance any further. He included the legislative history dating back to 2015, and I would like to submit that letter to the council again today. In closing, I would just like to thank the union members from all the different unions who came here today to show the council how important this issue is, not just to them, but to their family.
Thank you. You have something? Yeah, give it to our clerk down here, please. Thank you very much. Rick Friedel. Mm-hmm. And next would be Betty McGrath after this gentleman.
I read. It'll be easier. Mr. President, Council, my name is Rick Friedel, and I represent close to 2,500 members for IBW Local 126 in Bridgeville, Delaware. Every year, we have hundreds of Delaware workers filling out applications looking to join our union every year. Grown men have stopped into my office crying because they cannot live another day on $9 an hour. We have a huge heroin addiction in this county because poor workers cannot accept their lives and try to escape. Most work and live on public assistance and always will, a burden to U.S. taxpayers. Our members perform line construction and line clearance work for utilities and municipalities in the Delmarva region. We can only hire so many. Our members put their lives on the line every day to keep your power on. Those same members are volunteers in the community as our Sussex County only members advertised during our national football games a few years ago. That commercial was filmed at the Woodbridge Little League complex as our members volunteered to install their lighting and was shown in every state in this great union, the United States. We have over 200 signatory contractors. The IBW represents Delmarva Power, Delaware Electric Co-op, Amtrak, and many other companies in Delaware. As you heard last time, a lady from the Republican Party said right to work is a Republican thing. The Republican Party in Delaware receives funding from a foreign and sham organization wrongly named Right to Work, who don't want working people to have a voice. All working people have one voice, and it's through unions. We fight for OSHA, the National Labor Relations Board, affordable health benefits, and higher minimum wages, which drive the wealthy crazy because they want to exploit workers and make even more record profits. Fact is, most manufacturing left the U.S. a long time ago to escape paying taxes and having to have unsafe practice investigations by OSHA or the National Labor Relations Board. Many of the previous speakers seem to forget that workers currently have a choice to pay dues or to be in a union right now. Right to Work takes away any union funding and gives people representation that others pay for. It adds to public assistance needed. As said over and over again, if the board is concerned about constituents paying dues for representation they don't want, then taxpayers shouldn't have to pay to representation that they don't want to pay for. As said before, Sussex County has one of the lowest union densities in the United States. This is just a Republican assault on working people in Sussex County, and the IBW and its Delaware members will fight this every step of the way, which is exactly what the party wants, wasting taxpayer money.
Short memory. Betty McGrath, and next would be Jim Viscount.
Hi, my name is Betty McGrath. I'm a resident of Milton, Delaware. I am here to oppose the ordinance, and I am going to repeat some of the points that were made by the previous speaker. The first two speakers this morning on this topic made outrageous misrepresentations about the current state of your right to join a union. You have the right to vote to join the union. You do not have to join the union. But if the majority of your co-workers vote for the union, then it becomes a union, and you are asked to pay a portion that is part of your representation at the table. One of the speakers this morning said you have the right to choose your elected officials. That's true. You have the right to vote for a union or right to vote not to join the union. When you choose an elected official, once the election is done, you do not have the right to not pay your taxes because you didn't vote for that official. So when your coworkers vote for a union, you do not have, you should not, in my opinion, have the right to not pay for the portion of what they are doing for you, which is representing you at the table. And there is no one else who represents workers at the table except unions. It was said last week that, I got very angry at what was said earlier. It was said last week that the problems in surveys about what is the problem for not bringing jobs to Sussex County had nothing to do with union or right to work. It had to do with the lack of proper infrastructure and good education. So I think that's where we need to focus our efforts. I want to object to one more thing regarding Mr. Arlette's ordinance. Words matter. And if you look at the wording of this ordinance, the last line says, acts of coercion related to union support or membership. That's a chosen word. It's an inflammatory word. And I can take great exception to it. I thank you for your time, and I hope you will oppose this ordinance. I think it is a huge mistake.
Thank you, Adam. Jim Viscount. And after him will be Maurice McGrath.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak. My name is Jim Viscount. I am a representative of the Northeastern District Council of Carpenters, more specifically Carpenters Local 173 here in Delaware, a representative of 1,000 men and women carpenters in the state of Delaware, Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex. My roots in Sussex County, they don't go generations deep, but they do go deep. My parents bought a piece of property off of Jack Wolf east of Route 1 back in the 60s when the roads were dirt. I subsequently became a taxpayer in the 80s. I have many, many cousins that call Sussex County home. I'm not going to try to deceive you. I live in Middletown at this time. I have a question for you. Before I ask you the question, I want to tell you a story. My father was a bricklayer, and he represented many tradesmen within the state of Delaware. He was instrumental in creating pension and health care and good working benefits for his members. Okay, I had the opportunity to work within the trades, within the field, and I was when I would meet these individuals, and I would tell them my name, they would have nothing but praise and accolades for my father. He retired in 1988. He died in 2009, and I'm still hearing those accolades about my father. He gave me a good name. Question I have to this council is, when your children meet somebody, okay, are they going to hear the same accolades about what happened tonight? Because what you folks do today or next week is going to have ramifications long after you get dead and gone, okay? Hopefully you can pass on a good name to those individuals or, you know, to your children. The ABC was here last week. They said they represented over 400 entities. Over their 2017 member list, out of the 52 that signed up in 2017, only 14 of them were contractors. Okay, the majority of them were Royal Pest Control, Tri-Supply, Atlantic Tractor, Tangier Outlets, carpet cleaning business, Social Butterfly, attorneys, and an accounting firm. They're LinkedIn, sir. They're not contractors, okay? And as far as the ABC and the Koch brothers, I mean, the Caesar Rodney Institute goes, tell me one penny that they have invested in Sussex County, okay? I've taken money out of my pocket, and so have my brothers and sisters, to build a multi-million-dollar training facility right on down the road. But we invest in Sussex County, okay? And my wife wanted, I have a couple of seconds, my wife wanted me to add this to you. A union is the only way women and men and minorities earn the equal pay. Okay? Just in short, thank you.
Thank you. Maurice McGrath. And next will be Richard King.
Thank you, Mr. President, council members. I stand against this proposed ordinance. These right-to-work-for-less laws attack workers' rights, pay, and safety in the workplace. We hear from people who stand for these things. They stand for this ordinance. They represent groups that come here, but they do not represent working people. They represent corporations. They represent dark money that comes into the state and from other places. They also come here, they attack Mr. Moore's integrity. Mr. Moore is a well-known and respected person in our community. For his legal opinion, simply because they do not agree with it, or the people that they represent do not agree with it because it doesn't go their way. This county council, in my opinion, should be spending its more valuable time not on a proposal that will go against working people, excuse me, of our county, that's going to hurt their working people, it's going to hurt their pay, it's going to hurt the tax bases of our towns, it's going to hurt our school system, but rather it should spend its time working on more important issues, such as the comprehensive plan, infrastructure, environmental issues such as flooding and erosion that affect our towns each day. Most importantly, our opioid crisis, which is people are dying every day from it. We face these issues daily. These issues, when properly addressed, will bring in good paying jobs. This proposal is supposedly going to bring in corporations. We don't hear of anybody knocking on the door asking for lower pay. We don't hear about this. When corporations come to an area, they're looking for lower taxes. They're looking for what infrastructure you're going to give them. We have to build these things first to bring people in, and then we can talk to these companies. There's a lot of work that has to be done, but we can't get it done by taking things away from working people in our county or our state. We have to work together to make things better. You cannot take away from working people and then expect them to work for less so that somebody can come in and get a bigger piece of the pie and tell them, we're going to take your piece of the pie to give it to some other group so that you're going to suffer so that they can make more money than you. It's just not the way to do it. So I please ask you not to hurt the work people in this county, to strike this down. Thank you.
Richard King. And next will be Paul Rieger.
Mr. President, members of the council, my name is Captain Richard King. I hold a 100-ton license for the United States Coast Guard. I am also a proud union member of Sheet Metal Workers Local Union 19. Brief background, I gave up three years of a four-year apprenticeship through the state willingly to join with Local 19. I went all the way back to first year. I learned more in that first year than I did in 3 years with the state apprenticeship program. I was better trained, I'm more skilled, I'm better qualified, and I also live in Lewis. I couldn't live in Lewis, work in the non-union sector. I couldn't walk out my door and see the canal, see the boats going up and down it, without being a proud union member. Working both sides of the fence, there's no comparison. As I said, we're better trained, we're more skilled. You know, we have a better way of life. We have higher wages, we can pay more in taxes. Especially living down here in Sussex County, that provides better roads, better schools, more money to fund things. Having this right to work, it's just gonna hurt everybody. I really believe that. Working both sides of the fence, I really believe it's gonna hurt everybody. You know, why? Could you actually go into Rehoboth Country Club or Lewis Yacht Club without paying your dues? You know, I just think that being able to pay the higher taxes, seeing the money stay here in Sussex County, I don't like traveling 200 miles a day to get to work. Luckily, fortunately enough, I found myself on a Bay Health project up there in Milford. It's a nice 20 minutes to get to work and back a day. is a better commute than 2 hours. To have to go to North Wilmington, North Kent County, Center City, Philly, which I've done, it's just a better way of life. Gentlemen, all I can say is united we bargain, divided we beg, and I'm no beggar.
Paul Rieger.
He's passing.
Okay, George Ball. George Ball. And next will be Ken Cicerelli.
Hello, my name is George Ball. I'm from a little community of Rockland, Delaware, right outside Wilmington, Delaware, in Newcastle County. And I appreciate the service of all you're providing down here in Sussex County. I'm here today to ask you to be leaders. Ask you to make a stand for a better economy for Sussex County. And what happens in Sussex County is important for the entire state. We are a small state, not that many people in it. And we need to have right to work. And my past includes a couple of different things. I've done economic development policy. I've also got a past in unions. My father's uncle, Homer Martin, was the first president of the United Auto Workers. And I know the stories of the really physical hazards that my great uncle took when he became active in the union. I know why he did it too. I don't dismiss the importance of unions. And I also applaud all these hardworking people behind me for what they do. Because we, as a society, don't always recognize the importance of blue-collar jobs and blue-collar people and how they add to our society. The other thing, I had the opportunity about a year ago to door knock communities that are blue-collar in essence. Ellesmere, Bellefonte, and the communities around the empty GM Boxwood plant. The only thing happening in the Boxwood plant right now are weeds. They're growing fine. Jobs are not growing. And when we door knocked Democrats, Independents, Republicans, we didn't care. It was sobering and sometimes quite sad about how their lives have been affected by the lack of good paying blue collar jobs. And I know from experience and what I've studied that one of the things, in addition to energy costs, that is stopping plants to come here, large manufacturing plants, is that we do not have right to work. And I believe by having right to work, we'll help not only non-union workers, but union workers as well. And so I urge you to vote for this bill. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you, sir. Ken Cicerelli. You're the last one standing.
Hey. Good morning. My name is Ken Cicerelli. I live right here in Georgetown. The term right to work as it applies to this legislation to me seems a euphemism right out of George Orwell. It's not a right to work. What it is a right for workers to have their wages suppressed. It's a right for companies to suppress or even destroy labor unions. It's a right to race to the bottom of the economic ladder. In the United States today, we have the highest rate of disparity between the highest earners and everybody else, more so than at any time in any of our lifetimes. This is a threat to democracy, folks. Okay? That's what banana republics have. And what this legislation would do would be to further assist in decimating the middle class and not having people in lower class aspire successfully to a middle class. You know, you talk about rights to choose. Well, guess what? We have a right to choose. You can choose to belong to the union or not. You can vote on that. You know, I don't see anybody here proposing a right to taxation to say, you know, have your right to pay taxes or not. Nobody's proposing a right for business owners to discriminate against minorities. This is the same type of thing. Now, we talk about states that have right-to-work laws. Well, let's look at that. In states where there are right-to-work laws in place, people earn less. There is higher poverty rates. There are poorer health levels. There are poorer levels of education. Is this the direction that we want to point our county and our state in? A race to the bottom? What you also might want to consider is that so many of these unions provide training and apprenticeships. You are guaranteed to get a level of competence that you would not otherwise get by having union workers. And finally, my last point is, not too long ago, there was a case that went to the Supreme Court about a company in California and workers who claimed that they didn't have to pay union dues, even though they were recipients of the benefits of having the union negotiate for them. And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the unions. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. And just for sir, I was on the same page here. Later on the agenda, we have the possible introduction of an ordinance. That ordinance will not be debated today, will not be voted on today, will not be acted on today. So if anybody here has to go back to work or whatever, there's not be something done while you're not here. If the ordinance is introduced, then we'll at some point in time, we'll find a place on our agenda to have a public hearing. It'll be advertised and all that stuff. So just in case anybody want to go to work. Mr. Lawson.